This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, March 28, 2023. I'm Mark Boulanger. The four-day work week is being promoted by some as a solution to overwork, unemployment, and better life-work balance. But is it achievable or even wanted? That was the question posed to a panel of speakers at the annual conference being held in Davos, Switzerland this week. One of the panelists was Christy Hoffman. Ms. Hoffman is the General Secretary of Uni Global Union. Uni represents 20 million workers employed in the skills and services sectors of 150 countries. She was asked if people are talking about the four-day work week.
Nobody's talking about the four-day week. I mean, sort of the big mega word, flexibility is what everybody wants. And less time at work, for some, not all. I think just looking at the range of workers, we represent grocery store workers, for example. They want more hours, usually, yeah, but more important, they want to know when they're working next week. They want to plan their childcare. They want to know when they could take their kids to the doctors. And algorithmic management has come into their lives so that they no longer work every Tuesday and Thursday. It depends what the algorithm predicts, and they often don't know their schedule. So scheduling is really important for low-wage, predominantly women workers in care, in grocery stores, things like that. On the other extreme, we have people who are film producing, you know, and like on the sets, and they're expected to work 15 hours a day during the time of production, and they're trying to get an eight-hour break between, and that's what they almost had a strike over last year. So they're happy to do 15 hour stretches, but like, could they have, you know, at least an 8 hour break or a nine? And, you know, and then you've got, I know we've got workers producing video games. They have the crunch. They have to work maybe 24 hours a day to meet some deadlines, but they want, and they're like, okay, like, let's fix that. We don't want to work that many hours, but or IT workers, a little bit less pressure than the ones on the crunch, but they want to be able to take the next week off, you know? So it's about flexibility, but not the one size fits all of a 4 day week. And I think we do have Amazon workers who work 4 day week, 4 10-hour days. Now, would they prefer 5 8-hour days? No. 4 days in an Amazon warehouse is, you get a 3 day weekend, but it's really hard to work 10 hours in a row. It's very difficult safety wise. And, you know, it's a physical job. And the 8 hour day was kind of designed around physical work. So it isn't really ideal, but they prefer that. So yes, in that case, a lot of it is like how many hours over 4 days is another big question. I mean, our Japanese members, for them, a 40-hour work week is not even in the realm of possibility. Like, they have a campaign to force each other to leave after 9 hours a day, but normally they're working 10 and 11 hours a day. And I think that's, I mean, I would say the data that just came out, was published last week from the ILO, is that 33% of employees in the world, not the informal economy, work over 48 hours a week as right now. And that number goes up when you go to the United States. And, you know, the United States is the worst in the developed world in terms of, U.S. and Japan are by far the worst. And I know, as a lawyer, when I was a practicing lawyer, I worked 50 hours a week, and I was a slacker. Like, what? Only, you know, really, 50? I was like, I'm limiting my, you know, I was always like, I'm going to be really disciplined about this. But I have a relative, I won't name her, but who's working, we considered a great job. They work between 9 and 10 hours a day for 9 days, and they get the 10th day off. And that's great. You get every other Friday off. And that would be sort of in that 4 day week environment, but you're still working that 9, 10 hour day. And I think I just want to close. I have a lot to say about this, but I do think negotiating with workers is really important. That's the key. You know, it's not just about deciding, you know, we believe unions have a big role in that, and it has to be attached to dignity. And of course, rather work 4 days than five, no question. But for some who are already working 60 hours, do they, you know, what does that mean in terms of the number of hours? You know, it's a real whole cultural approach to how much you have to actually work. And part of that I would throw in is vacation time, because, you know, in the U.S., you have no right to paid vacation, and it depends on the company what they allow. And in Europe, it's, you mostly start with 4 weeks.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.